Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Land, welcome once again to another episode of Relics Earthly Treasures, an actual play podcast featuring Relics, a game of angels, a role-playing game by me, Steve D, from Tin Star Games, which has been successfully funded on Kickstarter. And we hit 2 stretch goals as well, and we will be bringing you the PDF of that by the end of this year, we do hope, thanks to your lovely contributions. You can, of course, still pre-order the game from the website, and the links are below. We missed an episode last week, but we are returning to the exciting tales of our 4 angels hunting relics around the world, and once again we are joined by Jess. Andrew Chergwin.
Hi, yeah, that's me.
Cody Smith. Jake Nelson.
I was actually deported from podcast land and my visa permanently cancelled.
Fantastic. And our GM or dealer, as we call him, will be Lois Spangler.
Yeah, my cognitive cycles are kind of down, so it could get pretty loopy tonight.
Yay!
Loopy is great.
Loopier than last time.
And my Facebook is apparently talking to us, so I should make sure it stops doing that.
Also, Steve, 3 stretch goals.
3 stretch goals, that's right, 3. So that's all very exciting, and we are currently hitting our editors and artists with whips, going, do it, do, make the game now.
It's the only way to make them work.
That's right. So that's very exciting.
That's slavery, it's fine. Yep.
As always, I'm the voice of the rules and setting, in case we need it, but everything else, I'll hand it over now to our lovely dealer Lois, who will catch us up on where we are and set the scene for our new episode.
Yeah, it has been a little while, and being that this is the internet age and our attention spans are extraordinarily, are extraordinarly short, I will read off a recap that I very intelligently wrote for myself so that I would remember all this stuff. So, 18 months after the Peru incident, Harrahel receives a message on vellum in fine ink. Not a fraud. Seek the mirror. Go to Aachen. Charles, and they go to Aachen. Rose receives a fragment of a Babylonian tablet, part of a poem, an ode to a queen about shards of radiance. On the back, in Sharpie. The vassal is in Aachen. Gutenberg is not a fraud. Seek Harrahel. Dima is given a job offer. Steal the lens from an antique camera at the Odysseum in Cologne, just east of Aachen. Dima goes to Cologne. Harrahel is utterly unable to control herself around a Gutenberg press and eats the movable title. Gets taken to a hospital to sort out the metal bits. Staff treat her kindly, but more or less as an elderly dementia patient. The incident is newsworthy enough that Charles, Rose, and Dima see it. He was casing and goes to the hospital. Charles has been there casing the hospital to spring Harrahel, but not before traumatizing a young, idealistic nurse. Rose meets the other angels once they've exited the hospital. They know there's something up with Gutenberg's mirrors, these pilgrim mirrors attached to a pin. People would pin them on their hats, and then when they were looking at an exhibit of religious relics, the image would be caught by the mirrors and their friends at home would benefit. Or at least that's what they were told when they bought the mirrors. Charles tried to dig up more information. Dima learns that there have been no new discoveries about Gutenberg, but that someone's been interested in press-adjacent Gutenberg artifacts. Charles tapped into antique dealers and learned that interest had risen in something about Gutenberg, but couldn't determine what, which basically means that we are set up, I hope, because I planned for a heist, and if you guys don't do a heist, I'm going to be cranky.
Yeah, always remove the choice from the players, I think.
That's not
Surprise, who wants to not do a heist?
Woo, railroading, my favorite.
Yay! I love heist movies.
I wrote a game about heists. Well, I mean, I'm writing a game about heists, so, you know, I'm kind of all over that.
So the idea is that there's going to be some kind of heist having to do with the antique dealer. I believe there was that they were going to steal documents or something like that.
Yeah, I think the plan was to get Rose to find out more about what could be found out. Because, you know, either Rose does it or, you know, Charles is more likely to go in there, ransack the place and, you know, blame it on something horrible like, I don't know, like a Tuesday afternoon protest. Someone smashed an antique dealership.
Speaking of heists, we thoroughly recommend a Role Player's Guide to Heists, which is on Kickstarter now, still be when you listen to this episode.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend a Role Player's Guide to Heist.
What's the other one recommend?
Performing Heist.
Holiday Total.
No, that would be dentist.
Yeah. Saying that dentists aren't doctors.
No, I'm saying that doctors like heists.
So anyway, how useful is absorbency going to be on this heist?
It could be. I don't know.
Like, can we go mess up an aquarium after this?
Okay, so after we steal, you know, sensitive documents, we're going finding Nemo. Excellent.
Fish gangsters. We're here to mess up your aquarium. It'd be a shame if somebody drained your aquarium, wouldn't it?
I told a man about something that he couldn't refill, and it involved fish.
Just to wait until evening, you can case the joint if you feel that's what you want to do. It's a typical antique shop. It's an older building, but it's got, you know, metal over the windows and to secure it properly, but it's also an old building.
Okay.
We've got a couple of thieves, so I'll let them take lead on this.
Let's get Casey.
I'm not sure the audience is entirely clear what is in this antique shop or why you're going in.
We're not exactly sure what's in there, other than it likely contains something that we're after. We're not quite sure.
Casey is in there, and we want to get them.
Nice.
Hopefully another Gutenberg press.
Yeah. Right. So, to go over again the recap.
There's mirrors possible.
Part of the recap is there was a montage. One part of the montage was that there have been no new discoveries about Gutenberg, because Dima was figuring maybe something new has been kicked up about Gutenberg in academic circles or something. Maybe, you know, somebody turned something over and that's why the collector's, like, over here. Discover that people are interested in things that Gutenberg did that have nothing to do with the press, because everybody goes to see Gutenberg's press, but he actually did a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Querying antique dealers.
You're breaking up a bit there again, Lois. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know it's not your...
Didn't he also appear in Police Academy?
Possibly. That's Michael Winslow. Anyway, do warn me when I break up. I can't prevent
it. Yeah, we
it.
Know
I
you don't know,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the start of that last sentence.
Well,
but now?
Because the bit was that Charles basically went in to put the hard word on the antique dealerships generally. And came up with, yeah, there's people really, really interested in, shut up, nothing at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I figured we got the sense that somebody would be breaking into, look at documents, page through stuff, you know, the kind of thing that a librarian might do just during the course of.
So all we have to do is get the librarian in the building, and then the librarian explodes into some kind of horrible ink monster. All the documents are read, and then we somehow put everything back together.
I like this plan. This plan involves reading. Reading is fun.
Step 3, relics. It's fine.
Yeah. Step 1, break in. Step 2, deliver ink monster. Step 3, profit.
Yeah. am I the one who tidies up? I feel like this is the thing they make me do.
You're probably, you know, I'm guessing with the, you know, the steely things.
I'm not going to make a mess this time.
Yeah.
Might not.
That doesn't sound encouraging.
There's no ghost involved.
Okay, well, I can, so there's a security system.
Yeah, so if you want details on the security system, you have, there are two entrances. One is directly on the street, it's the public entrance. There is another entrance in the back of the building, and maybe I should have looked at a map of Aachen to see if that's how buildings are built, but I didn't, so we're just going to say that that's how it is.
Behind this description, there should be like music like, dirt on.
Yeah.
Our ninja theme song.
Yeah. Both of these entries are locked. The door, the front door is a regular door, but it has a metal, you know, that sort of accordion kind of, you slide the metal over and it scissors open so you have this crosshatch pattern. Yeah. So that's locked with a lock, with a padlock. And then in the back, there's an actual...
Locks are a good thing to lock things with.
And then in the back, there is a service door. It's a double one, so you did see things like pianos and harpsichords and stuff in there. So presumably this is to get the larger things into the actual premises. But it's a double door with those kind of accessibility push handles, and those are chained together as well. To complicate things, there is clearly a security camera over both entrances.
Okay.
But there are windows that make the inside visible to us, yeah?
It's a bit dark and the windows are a little dingy.
Okay.
Long pause as the players realize they have to think about things.
What? Think?
What?
I was wondering if...
Part of heist was unclear!
I was wondering if I could dip into the ability chips and somehow get the ability to squirting. So I'm just like spraying at the security cameras.
No, that would be a miracle and not a memory.
Yep.
Dang it.
Memories are only for skills that humans can acquire. I mean, then marksmanship, could improve your ability to squirt ink, but I don't think your ink squirting... I'm not sure how we phrase that particular miracle.
So what we would need is we would need you to be rather good at some kind of throwing type sport. And then being an angel, you could stand approximately, I don't know, like 300 meters away and beam this thing with like a brick.
Yeah.
Presumably the security cameras are pointed at the street. So I imagine that as long as we approach them from up above, then we'd be out of their field of view and could just disable them. Like a
so that's a great observation.
I don't need to use doors.
Oh.
Yeah. Please remind the GM and the audience about your powers.
So Ruth has a couple of relevant abilities here. She can basically teleport to any destination she can see. So... Presumably, if she could see through the window, she could teleport inside. If not, she also has the ability to phase through solid objects. The only wrinkle is that she can't take anything with her but her relic, so she'd, you know, leave her clothes and everything behind.
Time to get a relic jumpsuit, then.
Yeah.
Doors. Where we're going, we don't need
doors. Yep.
Okay, so tell me how you want to manage. What do you want to do?
Well... Would the view through the window be sufficient for teleportation purposes?
You feel that it could, but we're going to jack up the difficulty on that check.
Because it's semi-opaque, translucent.
Yeah, you're looking through a grimy window, so there may be obstacles that you can't account for. So you might think that you're teleporting yourself onto a good solid stack of crates when in reality it's a foam display or something. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen is you're going to get it inside, but you may end up in a Ming vase. rather than kind of, you know, standing gracefully next to a harpsichord, you know, looking like a lounge singer. This could end a little more bull in the china shop.
I would like to use my scrounging power of knowing to get us some heist equipment, like, I don't know, rope and masks. And what do you need for heists when you're not in a Hollywood mood?
Skivvies.
Spray paint.
Do we need a mask car?
Domino masks.
Big bags that say swag.
Yeah, or have large dollar signs on them.
Yeah. Stripy shirts.
Yeah, black and white. That's very important.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, maybe some, like, rope for Harahel's abseiling off the roof idea.
Wait, wait.
We can fly.
This is not D&D. Can we actually fly, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
you can.
Okay, then we don't really need rope. Oh, hello, dog.
I
walk through a wall, mess with the security cameras, and let you in.
That works. Let's do that.
I lost a bit after security cameras, sorry.
Just unlock the front door.
I walk through a wall, shut down or loop the security cameras, which will require a memory, but we'll get to that, and then let you...
Let you in was the missing word there.
Yeah, So I don't know if I cut out on people, but I'm pretty sure I've got the gist of it. So the idea is that Rose is going to basically walk to any old wall, who cares which one, go incorporeal, go straight through the wall and whatever's on the other side, pop up in the middle of the room somewhere, and then look around for whatever could be security equipment and disable it nicely rather than the more Charles method, which would be, that's the security thing, rip from wall. Cameras are off now, right? So, and then open the door so people could get in.
So, most retail security systems involve motion sensors, and I'm pretty sure even if you're incorporeal, that you do generate motion.
Right, but we see security cameras. Are there any like stickers or anything in the window saying this, you know, store guarded by such and such security?
Well, we all decided that y'all more or less know German, right?
Yeah.
Reasonably jazz.
It's basically a premises security system. It'll register if a window breaks or if a door is opened. It'll set off an alarm.
But
yeah.
I believe I got all my German from a Bible I read in the hospital.
You did.
Thou shalt not go in.
So I just want to reiterate that of a regular door, you know, just a normal door.
What of a regular door?
A door on the front, and the back is more of a security door.
Hmm.
At the front,
both are watched by cameras.
At the front, you've got a gate that is closed by a padlock.
Yeah, you can't open that from inside.
Two back doors are chained together with a padlock.
What is our dealer trying to say?
We need locksmithing equipment.
I'm quite happy for you to go in there and then, like, struggle with the door. I mean, that'd be funny for me.
I can still pass through solid objects. I can, like, stick my head halfway out the wall and my arms.
Can you stick your hand into a padlock and unlock it?
I mean, possibly, but if I leave my lockpicks outside, I can be like, lockpick, stat.
So,
I assumed lockpicking equipment would be something Dima could procure.
Yeah, if Rose doesn't have it, Rose is kind of the person who would have lockpicking equipment.
Or would already have the stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Charles is a little more, there's a house brick. That's a lockpick, right? We want the lock open. We don't need it necessarily looking pretty, right?
Charles, subtle has a B in it.
Yeah, yep. Subtle has a B. B for bricks. Yep.
Are we good to pull the trigger on this?
Well, how about we get the security system down first, and then we'll worry about doors opening after that, because chaos could go down between step A and step B before we get to, you know, step C, profit.
Okay, well, I'm good to go when you guys.
Okay.
I mean, currently I don't think we should all be loitering with intent in front of the place. That might look suspicious.
Yeah, Charles doesn't have a tent.
Let me see at this point. That's
wonderful self-awareness on your part. I'm impressed.
At this point, I'm assuming Harrell's just gotten bored and wandered up the road to where there's a bookshop and is just staring in the window, drooling.
Inhaling newspapers.
Look at the window.
Literally. Harrell snorts newspapers. It's a terrible habit.
Only if you have lungs.
Okay.
It just is. We're gonna have Rose drift through the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take care of any security systems that may be there. Now, I'm assuming you can incorporeal as long as you need.
I presume so.
That seems to make sense to me.
Yeah, like I can pass through solid objects, so I can keep passing through them until I don't.
What are your skills around B&E security? That stuff.
I have a memory, I have a burglary skill. I don't have a hacking skill per se, but that we can arrange.
That's right. How old is that memory?
Wow.
The burglary memory.
I robbed the Palace of Versailles during the reign of the Sun King. It wasn't
carry on. No, I mean, I know how things are going to work.
Could be a difficulty level.
No, it's fine. We've got memory chips. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the plan is just Rose goes around the side. Is the side accessible?
Lost audio. I don't know. I can't hear anything you're saying right now.
You lost audio?
Okay.
I couldn't hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Jake said he wanted to go around the side.
Is the side accessible?
You'd be going through three other to do that, because this store is not on the corner.
So, effectively, no to the is the answer to that.
Yeah, so it's a row of shops, and this one's in the middle somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Stand on the roof.
I probably actually could
and do
that.
Just kind of fall downwards through it.
Like an old lady gargoyle.
Probably could have to wait till night, you know, so people don't notice me flying.
Do they not have streetlights around here?
So I'm gonna head up to the roof, while the roof is sufficiently dark, because, you know, flying, and then Rose is just gonna kind of casually sink down through it, and there's just like, and her clothes just sort of bunch up on the roof as she passes through, because she can't take them with her, but that's okay, she doesn't exactly need them right now, and, the world's most stealthy nudist is going to try and figure out where the security system keeps its brain.
Okay.
There's Cody.
We all back?
We're all back.
Slight technical issue. There we go. Right. So there was falling through a roof, I believe.
Technical issues.
Sorry?
Wouldn't be a podcast without technical issues.
That's right.
This is true.
Okay, so looking around the interior of the shop, dark, obviously.
Are you incorporeal or have you solidified?
Well, I will probably solidify just off the floor, which is where I tend to float any.
Okay. It is a very crowded shop. It's a little bit dusty. You know, it's like, this isn't your hipster antique store. This is an antique store that's been owned by a family that's been in antiques. Ha ha.
In an antique store. What? I missed the punchline.
It's an antique store.
Right. Yeah, it's been around a while. Anyway, so as you solidify, move. I'm going to say that you do notice corners where the walls meet each other and the ceiling. So I guess it's a vertex. At the vertices.
Oh, we're losing you a lot there, Lois, I'm afraid.
I'm losing Rose a lot. I can only hear maybe half of what's.
Hooray
for
technology!
Yay!
I can type it, and then maybe you can read it out loud, Steve. I don't know what to do.
If it's a longer description, that might be a good idea. Yeah, there was something about the vertices that I couldn't quite get.
In the vertices of the showroom.
Mm-hmm. Got that.
Are these, well, these little white squares. And inside these white squares are these pale red lights that flash occasionally.
Right. Probably motion sensors.
They don't know that.
But angels don't know that. Yep. Fantastic. All right. Do you get that, Jake? Can you hear us?
Yeah. Yeah. White squares with red lights. Blue flower, red thorn.
Mm-hmm.
Sailor's warning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess the question is, do I know that? Or can I know that?
It would require a memory.
This might not be a bad one to blow, to be honest. This might be a good one to actually take the chip and get a memory.
Okay. Well, the only angel I don't have a memory from is Dima. Hey, Dima, do you remember a time when I had to defeat modern security systems?
I feel like that's the kind of thing Dima would definitely get involved in. Nothing untoward, you must understand. This is all very on the level, just, you know, we just need to know these things. It's just important information. It's just good to know what a security system looks like and how to get past it, just in case. So, yeah, I think Dima can help you out.
But when, specifically?
Now, let's see. When would Rose and Dima have crossed paths? Apart from the Russian Revolution.
You've got anywhere in time and place. But
I
motion
feel like we need a fairly recent thing. How old are motion sensors?
They were invented in the 1950s and came into common use in the 60s.
So could we say maybe Cold War would be the right kind of time? We'd be happy with a Cold War time?
You're in charge, Dima. You get to choose. Cold War is great.
Cold War works for Dima and his Soviet intrigues, and I'm sure Rose was doing something at that time. Like, I'm sure the French would have just been interested to know what was going on, and of course, Rose having strong French connection would... Maybe the Soviets are testing a new surveillance system, and Dima wants an outside eye who knows nothing about modern surveillance to come and check it out. And Dima goes, I know, Rose. Rose did a bit of burglary back in the day, but probably isn't up to date with modern stuff. So maybe Rose could come check it out. And so we're somewhere in the 1960s, anywhere in the USSR.
Breaking Berlin? Into something?
Berlin, you say? Interesting. I don't know a lot about that period of German history, so someone might have to help me with that.
I was just thinking, just lean into all of your cliched, like, Jean Le Carré type, you know, Cold War spy novel junk, right? Just like lean straight into that. Like, don't process it too far. Just reach for the pulp spy book. Think of Taylor Soldier Spy.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Was it East Germany that was the Soviet control?
Yes.
So, Dima meets Rose in West Germany, in West Berlin, shuffles her over to East Berlin to have a look at some new Soviet technology, which we call motion detectors, just to see, you know, get a bit of a handle on them, see how they work from a person who hasn't interacted with them before. And that's kind of how Rose was introduced to them, in like an outside consultant kind of way.
So would you say that you kind of owe Rose a favor since she came in and helped you out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I always like to add the emotional edge to the memories as well. All right, so helped Dima...
Consulted on Soviet motion detect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And security systems knowing as the memory?
Yes.
Adding that to my sheet. Okay, well, I guess I will make a test to figure out how to make this not do the thing.
Sure thing.
So blessing from that, right, because I have a skill.
Yeah, that's up to the dealer, but I would say so.
Shuffling now.
The cinematic the radio excellence of shuffling your cards.
Well, sir, we got us here a 9 of cups and a 4 of swords.
Right, so the 9 is a partial success. Dealer, that's over to you. He knows something about...
And the 4 is nothing, right?
We take the heist. So the 4 would be a failure, but the heist is a 9 of which is a partial success.
Okay. So here's the thing, Fi. What that stuff is, you identify, you figure out that those flashing lights, motion sensor, and you go incorporeal before they trigger to figure out how to disengage them.
Yeah, we got before they trigger and then kind of some dead air there.
I wish I could help. I don't know what I can do about it. Anyway.
You have to
I guess I duck into a shelf.
Have to, hang on. So what you learned dealing with motion detectors is that the reflection of light, when you are incorporeal, exist. So nothing reflects off of you, even though people can see you.
Fair enough.
Weird things about being an angel. So, all you have to do is go incorporeal and you're okay. You will be caught on camera, because that means light's reflecting off of you. But for whatever reason, that's just how this works.
Yep, that's fair.
Are there cameras inside?
Yes. There is a camera specifically mounted by the register.
Well, I should probably go and do something about all that.
Well, yeah, touch the camera without becoming corporeal. That's going to be tricky.
So to actually answer the thing that you tested, all you have to do is reflective surface. No. Be very careful about how you do it and get it to reflect into itself.
Yeah, I got some of that. How much did other people get? You have to get a reflective surface and bounce it back, basically. If it hits a mirror, you're safe behind a mirror. Was that the point, Lois?
No, get a reflective surface and get it to reflect into itself.
Yep.
Okay. Any mirrors about?
I mean, it's an antique shop, surely.
You'd imagine, sir.
I imagine there might have been an answer there that we can't hear because of the wonders of technology. Testing for Lois. Are you there, Lois?
I am. I'm just typing stuff now because I'm kind of sick of not being able to communicate.
So Rose is like to herself, I need to get a reflective surface and get it to reflect into itself, like a perpetual reflection machine.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
What on earth casts a perpetual reflection, though?
Mirror.
Two mirrors reflecting each other.
Yeah, mirrored elevator.
So we just need to get the security cameras into an elevator.
That's the one.
The motion detectors.
Excellent.
We'll pick up the store and put it in an elevator.
Do we need to shrink
it? I'm so good at heists.
I cannot fault your logic.
We're so good at this.
Yes. None of this will go wrong. Never.
Is there anywhere in the shop that the motion detectors can't see?
I'll ask you on that one.
Is there anywhere in the shop that the motion detectors can't see?
Seriously, you are cutting off at the same word. I don't understand.
Is there a place where the motion detectors cannot detect? Did you get that one?
Places where
they don't sweep.
They're well placed, so they definitely sweep. But what you can do is you can use terrain to block their angle. So you can crawl under tables and hide behind chairs.
It's got laser beams and Halle Berry's butt all over it, doesn't it?
That's an unusual security measure.
Halle Berry's butt? Oh, I'm sure to keep plenty of places safe.
So I need to get 4 small mirrors, basically, and set them up to reflect these things into themselves, and then I'll be able to move around freely and deal with the rest of it.
Yeah.
So where can I find 4 small mirrors?
Your gym.
Rose's internal monologue is thinking to she is thinking to herself as it almost looks like 3 flashing dots. is the representation of like her internal monologue on her hamster furiously running in a wheel.
Yep.
Little spinning beach ball.
Is this where the cat videos end up turning up?
Yeah, right. Oh, dear.
Yeah, so they're right. So Rose thinks to herself, "The aunt places was a detective's done sweet, but the dark hand had behind the furniture."
Is this some kind of, like, reverse parkour?
Yeah, slow parkour.
Involve hiding under furniture instead
of...
I will point out that I can also hide in the furniture.
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
It's a good question from our, unfortunately, somewhat mute dealer is, how would you do a check of to see if a thing is available? One thing we talk about in the rules is there's you can draw a random tarot card and try to interpret the image, or draw a random tarot card and try to interpret the number, with the number indicating the degree of success or also the time that might pass or the requirements needed. So if in this case, for example, an ace might be you can find something in a minute, whereas a king might be it will take you 14 minutes to find something useful or something similar.
Lois reads tarot, so it might be fun to draw and combine the game's interpretation with the traditional ones.
Yep, that's another way you can do it. We have none of that provided in the rules itself, but if you are a tarot reader and looking for the traditional divination meanings, you can do that as well. So I assume Lois is shuffling her deck and will tell us what she draws and tells you your nature of your success in looking for makeshift MacGyvering mirrors. I might even require a memory as well to MacGyver up a solution, but it might have been something that you covered in understanding.
Well, the security systems should cover that.
Yeah. Well, hello, says our dealer. I'm basically, she's...
Wheel of Fortune.
Woo. You find a big, shiny wheel.
Vanna White.
I buy enough letters to make the word mirror.
it's a chocolate wheel.
Wheel of Fortune! I guess enough letters to make the word mirror, and then I buy sufficient vowels. And then I just do that like three more times, and we're good. That's how this works.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune is definitely a sign that your future involves game shows. But I actually hand it over to Lois will tell us what it actually means in the traditional meaning, I presume. But she's typing in a, you know, the amazing thing of we're now having a sort of I guess
does her help me to do something wacky to fill in the time?
I'm just going.
We can see what Charles is up to. We haven't done much this episode.
It means being blown around by the winds of fortune.
No, this is fluff, because I picked some off.
The dealer's going to try to talk again, because honestly...
I don't think it's mold.
Ventriloquism...
If you're worried about it being mold, then run it through the washing machine again.
Andrew, are you talking to
us? Charles to Harahel as they wait.
Sorry. I thought I had to...
Fantastic. Woo! Mold! The bane of books.
Yeah, someone.
Just bam, and the dirt and mold is gone. It's fine.
So I know what the Wheel of Fortune means in a deck. Generally, you usually have to rely on other cards to know whether it's yay or oh god. So that's a thing. But what I'm trying to remember is what that means within the system.
Well, it is a. You could call it a partial success. You could call it a 10. You could say that it means that it'll take 10 minutes to rig something up, or it's going to require some sort of sacrifice or delay since it's a partial success. There's a lot of options. It could require 10 different, you know, search scenes while other players are trying to help from outside.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to expedite things and say that the Wheel of Fortune dictates that Rose is in luck.
Nice.
Yay!
There's a 1920s style Art Nouveau chandelier with lots of mirrored curved surfaces.
I'm
pretty sure you can make that work.
Right.
I will make this work. I mean, I'm already making this work, but...
I mean, you're a naked French woman in an antique shop. What's not to love?
So a naked French woman walks into an antique shop.
Yeah. This is the best episode of Antiques Roadshow ever.
Why are they showing Antiques Roadshow at 11 o'clock at night? Oh.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make this work, as they say. Would you like me to draw for that, or would you?
You get to describe what it looks like, but you manage to, in some way, you manage to get the chandelier and rig it in a way that it solves your problems.
Okay, well, I'm going to get the chandelier and rig it in a way that solves my problems. Now, I'm going to disassemble just a few of the mirrors. I'll put them back, and get like there's a montage of me taking the right angle and me waving a hand and the motion sensor does nothing, right? And then just four more times, there'd be sweat running down my brow if angels could do that. But in the end, the motion detectors are just completely disabled.
Yep.
Meanwhile, outside.
He's taking a long time.
I mean, I'm just trying to look inconspicuous so no one pays any attention to me. So they
sure.
don't see me waiting to pick the lock on the front door with my mastery of lock-picking equipment. Just
innocent whistling.
Yep.
I'm looking nonchalant. That's what I'm doing. I do that very well.
Reasonable.
Yeah, so for this great comedy scene, right, like there's just the high tension, tense strings going on inside with Rose, and then there's just kind of like Charles Harrell and Dima all standing outside with the girl from Ipanema playing in the background in Muzak style.
We made it onto the elevator.
Yeah.
We got the elevator.
You're all sort of sitting around. You got any threes? Yes.
And that's really
I don't know how this game works.
So many heists would be just so much waiting, but they cut those bits out.
Yeah.
Now that the
always carry a deck of cards for any casual heist card games.
Now that the motion detectors are out of the picture, I want to. Make those cameras think that everything's fine and there's no naked French woman in here.
Okay.
It might be a bit late for that.
No, it's fine. I know about security systems. I can try to stitch in some loopies there.
Yeah. So there's only one interior camera and that is specifically over the cash register.
Right. Line of sight at any point.
We're able to avoid that. It's pretty specifically made to
stop people from, holding the place up.
Or being identifiable when they try to pull off credit card fraud.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, can I tell where the cameras outside and inside are controlled from?
Yes, you can follow, you can't follow the cord on the one that's directly above the register, but you can follow the cord because it has to push through a wooden plank. You can follow the cord on the one from the front outside, and that goes along the wall, along the wall, along the wall, and then to the back building?
Yep.
Well, up this room, because you can tell that this room is not big enough to account for the actual building. And there is
a TARDIS.
Yeah, no. And there is a double door arrangement. Doors that.
Yeah.
The cable goes through the wall near the doors. So obviously you would have to go through the doors to get to where that.
I'm going to just have a listen and see if there's anyone in there.
Eh, give me a test.
Oh, no.
You're not going to believe this.
Wheel of Fortune!
Which ways are the winds blowing now?
That is, again, a partial success, unless it's anybody's signifier.
Nope.
Right.
I love the fact that the Wheel of Fortune came up and I want to do something with it. Let me take a look at my notes.
There is someone in there, but he's fallen asleep watching Wheel of Fortune on TV.
Let me see.
Draw to see if he's into naked French chicks.
Naked French chicks. Right, you actually do hear something in there.
Dun dun dun.
What does it sound like?
You're a professional thief. It sounds like somebody who's rifling through things.
Huh.
Someone has beaten them to it.
Boy, this would be a hell of a cliffhanger, wouldn't it?
That's what I was about to say. What a perfect cliffhanger to end the episode on. As the heisters discover that someone else is already heisting the place, perhaps. But who could it be? Join us next time when we find out on Earthly Treasures. So say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.